The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment, and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House speaking out after the special counsel's report concluded President Biden willfully retained classified documents after he left office, but would not be charged due to lack of evidence and the report citing his age and poor memory. Vice President Kamala Harris earlier today.
The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated.
Two earthquakes registered today, a 5.7 magnitude off the Big Island of Hawaii, and a few hours later, a 4.7 magnitude near Malibu. Dr. Lucy Jones is a seismologist in California.
In California, we build to, you know, we expect to have seven, so a 4.5 shouldn't really be doing any damage. I felt it here in Pasadena. It's felt widely across the LA area.
Football fever hitting Las Vegas, fans gearing up for Sunday's Super Bowl between the San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs. This is ABC News. Farmers in Europe protesting.
Politicians in Poland calling on the European Union's Commissioner for Agriculture to resign as farmers continue to block roads across a number of EU countries, protesting low wages along with EU regulations and bureaucracy. In Poland, farmers are launching a month-long general strike and even blocking border crossings with Ukraine. Similar protests are ongoing in Spain for a fourth straight day. Others have emerged in France, Belgium, Portugal, Greece, and Germany. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the Foreign Desk.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken hosted Greek Foreign Minister Yaros Yiropatrias and NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, welcoming Greece into the Artemis Accords, which promote international cooperation for space exploration.
By signing the Artemis Accords, Greece is joining the United States and 33 other nations to advance our shared vision for safe, peaceful, sustainable space exploration.
Blinken at a press conference today. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville,
375-5353. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you. Mostly cloudy and cooler tonight with a low of 27. Winds will be west to northwest 8 to 14. Breaks of sun developing tomorrow, high 37. Winds northwest 10 to 18. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 23. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's cloudy and 40 degrees. Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has issued a public health alert for ready-to-eat chicken burrito products. The products have been recalled by Rizzo Lopez Foods because they may be contaminated with listeria monocytogenes. The product has an Amazon kitchen label that contains chicken chili verde burrito with rice, black beans, and Monterey Jack. If you have this product in your refrigerator or freezer, you should throw it away or return it to the place of purchase. Listeriosis can cause flu-like symptoms, confusion, loss of balance, and convulsions, sometimes preceded by diarrhea or other gastrointestinal symptoms. Measles cases continue to crop up in the U.S. Dr. Stephanie Schauer is with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Measles is a very serious disease, but we're fortunate that we have a vaccine that's both safe and effective.
It's easy to check your vaccination status online through the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. The measles vaccine has been hugely effective.
In 1963, and that's the year that the measles vaccine was licensed, Wisconsin had over 68,000 measles cases and 19 deaths. We don't want to go backwards. So it's important that if folks are not sure if they're protected, to check their immunization record. They can go online and check it through the Wisconsin Immunization Registry or call their healthcare provider and make sure that they're protected.
The CDC notes that U.S. cases often come from unvaccinated or undervaccinated residents who travel overseas and then return home and spread the disease. Measles can come with serious complications.
And that could include things like ear infections or diarrhea, pneumonia, even encephalitis or death could even occur. So measles isn't something that you want to fool around with. We know that about 30% of those cases do have a complication.
So far this year, there have been already 9 cases reported in the U.S., in Georgia and Missouri, and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Senior Life Solutions, located within the Richland Hospital and Clinics, received the Program of the Year Award from Psychiatric Medical Care, the national affiliate that oversees their program. Senior Life Solutions is an intensive outpatient program designed to address the unique mental health needs of older adults. Their trained therapists offer group, individual, and family therapy to help individuals adjust to life's changes and find comfort and support. More than 30 hospital and clinic staff members were present at the awards ceremony to congratulate the team. Bobby Rowe, Regional Director of PMC, awarded the group and thanked them for their commitment to the program's values and patients. In 2023, the Senior Life Solutions team provided 2,364 treatments to patients. Research suggests that symptoms of depression, isolation, and loneliness are common in adults age 60 and older. Christine Olson, one of SLS's therapists, said, "Loneliness goes beyond emotions. It frequently activates stress responses that can profoundly affect inflammation, metabolism, and brain function. Social networks can play a significant role in the lives of older adults, offering a wide range of benefits, including social connection, emotional support, and positive effects on physical health. Senior Life Solutions offers this kind of social network to its clients, along with additional therapy and support. The team encourages family and friends of older people who might benefit from additional support or an assessment to reach out for more information at 608-647-6321, extension 2040. New farmers trying to get their operations started in Wisconsin are learning about leasing land. Kelly Wilfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
She says leasing land allows new farmers to invest money in equipment. Steve Okunik is a regional educator with the University of Wisconsin Extension. He says leasing land is often easier for startups.
Especially if you're a new person coming into a neighborhood, it can be very difficult. It comes down to networking.
About a third of all farmland in Wisconsin is leased. Nationwide, the number of new farmers with less than 5 years of experience has gone up by 17%. The U.S. Senate has struck down for now a compromise bill to address the larger number of people seeking asylum in the United States. Immigration law expert Vina Iyer says misinformation about refugees' motives is making matters worse.
They're going to be just as desperate, and we're concerned about those folks trying to cross unsafely, being exploited.
Iyer says the U.S. needs comprehensive fixes to immigration law instead of stricter border enforcement, and that the notion that people come to the United States for government benefits is a stubborn misconception.
There are so many laws that actually highly restrict immigrants from getting any type of public benefits or services in our country.
Iyer says a southern border crackdown will make things more dangerous for people seeking asylum. Migrant farm workers in Wisconsin are getting more disease and illness prevention protections. New regulations require employers to offer shade and breaks when the temperature hits 80 degrees. Showerheads and urinals will need to be upgraded, and so will access to washers and dryers. 125 different companies operated more than 260 regulated migrant labor camps in Wisconsin last year. The Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says it expects more calls for help with the Super Bowl coming up Sunday. Executive Director Rose Blazinski says the increased accessibility to sports betting means more people are in danger of developing a gambling addiction. Anyone who thinks they need help is urged to contact the council. Wisconsin Republicans are urging the state Supreme Court to ignore a report from redistricting consultants that determined GOP-proposed legislative maps were unconstitutional, partisan gerrymanders. They argue that the consultants' findings are unsound. Democrats asked the court Thursday to adopt one of their maps that the consultants found were nearly indistinguishable. The stakes are huge in battleground Wisconsin. Republicans have held a firm grip there on control of the legislature, even as Democrats have notched significant statewide wins. The liberal-controlled Supreme Court is expected to order new maps within weeks unless the legislature adopts a plan that Democratic Governor Tony Evers agrees to sign. Wisconsin's Attorney General seeks to better support victims of crime. Josh Call and 41 other attorneys general are pressing for funding for mental health counseling, medical care, lost wages, and other services through the Federal Crime Victims Fund or the VOCA Fund. Call said at a press conference Wednesday, Wisconsin's VOCA funding, which was once around $45 million, has shrunk to just under $14 million. Call and the other attorneys general believe the lack of funding could lead to the end of some victim service programs. Enbridge Energy Company is trying to persuade a federal appeals court to allow a pipeline to continue operating on a Wisconsin tribal reservation. In June, U.S. District Court Judge William Conley ordered Enbridge to shut down a portion of Line 5 that runs through the Bad River Tribe's reservation by 2026. The tribe fears the aging pipeline could rupture. Enbridge's attorney told a three-judge federal appellate panel Thursday that Conley lacked authority to issue such an order. Bad River's attorney is calling for an immediate shutdown to protect the environment. A Republican member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission who has faced calls to resign after falsely declaring that former President Donald Trump won the state claimed Thursday that no white Republican has done more for the black community than me. Bob Spindle made the remark after two members of the public called for him to resign during a commission meeting. Spindle has faced calls for his resignation since he served as a fake Trump elector and later bragged about efforts to suppress black and Hispanic voter turnout in Milwaukee. Thanks to the warmer than usual winter this year, experts are recommending residents start looking out for ticks again. According to a WEAU report, insect experts are warning that they've been getting calls about tick sightings, despite February being an unusual time for ticks to become active. Experts say ticks are typically lethargic during the cold winter months, but due to the warmer than average temperatures this winter, they haven't gone inactive. Residents should be checking themselves and their pets for ticks. Winter is not living up to its end of bargain when it comes to events in Madison. This winter, two big events have either been canceled or modified because of the warmer temperatures. Clean Lakes Alliance had to move its annual Frozen Assets fundraiser off the ice. The organization also canceled its Kites on Mendota. Now UW-Madison has had to rethink its winter carnival, where one of the highlights is a replica of Lady Liberty that appears to be coming out of the ice of Lake Mendota. Lady Liberty instead will be placed on Library Mall in front of the Memorial Union. Lake Mendota's freeze date was later this year, and the experts say there's really no telling how long Lake Mendota will stay frozen over, but it might not be for much longer. Today's winner of $100 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Donna Sutton of Richland Center on ticket number 111.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge, died Sunday at home after a cancer adventure. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died February 1st at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson, died Saturday at Alden Estates of Jefferson. Friends may call Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Olson Gibson Funeral Home in Jefferson. Friends may also call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 11 to 1. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson. John Roland Fry, 56, of Menasha, formerly of Lime Ridge, died Wednesday at Bethel Assisted Living in Menasha. A celebration of life will be held by the family at a later date. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for John Roland Fry, 56, of Menasha, formerly of Lime Ridge.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advance Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advance Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advance Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Gunderson Bosqueval Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Bosqueval today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, cooler, blustery conditions certainly moving in across the region today, and this cooler weather will likely stick around the next couple of weeks. So we're saying goodbye to the 50s and low 60s and hello to the 30s, primarily for high temperatures, probably even having some days toward next weekend where highs stay in the upper 20s. So definitely keep the winter clothing handy. Now, it's pretty dry forecast for a couple of days around here for the most part. We'll probably start to see a little more sunshine tomorrow and especially Sunday as high pressure works in with drier air. Then early next week, we'll watch a few disturbances slide out of western Canada down across the Midwest. One of those could be strong enough Wednesday night into Thursday morning of next week to perhaps produce some accumulating snow across much of our region. That is certainly a time frame to monitor closely if you do have travel plans. Again, after that system passes by, we could see some of the coldest air we've had in a couple of weeks. Here's that forecast for tonight. Mostly cloudy. Low temperature near 27 with a west and northwest wind 8 to 14. Tomorrow, breaks of sun developing. High at 37. Northwest wind 10 to 18. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Low at 23. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 38. The wind northwest to west between 5 and 10. Monday, some sunshine. Low 23 with a high of 42. Tuesday, partly cloudy, low in the mid-20s with a high of 39. Wednesday, increasing clouds, low 25, high 37. Chance of some light snow coming in late Wednesday night. And Thursday, cloudy with a good chance of snow, especially in the morning. Low in the mid-20s with a high near 34 degrees. High temperatures may stay in the 20s as we approach next weekend. You have yourself a good night out there. You're going to expect some cloud cover, gusty winds, low temperature near 27. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 40 degrees after a daytime high of 42 and a morning low of 38. Yesterday's high was 58, which was a new record, and we received 0.04 inches of rain. Record high set back in 1977 is 55 degrees, with a record low of 28 below set back in 1899. Last year's high was 40 with a low of 31. Sunset will take place tonight, or at 5:24, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:07. Winds are out of the southwest at 5 to 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.76, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 40 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
I am certainly glad that the road crews plow our roads and spread salt and sand when it's icy, but the salt and sand are very hard on my truck's finish, and it looks horrible. So like everyone else, when it gets a little warmer, I go to the car wash to get the salt off my truck. But there's one area that I often forget to wash because I don't see it. That's the undercarriage or underside of my truck. The salt and dirt and grime can build up on the underside of my truck and cause enormous corrosion to the vital operations of my truck's transmission, drivetrain, and exhaust. In the same way, sin has its way of causing dirt and grime to build up on the undercarriage of our souls. Sometimes it piles up in the places we don't see very often, our hearts and attitudes and the way we treat others. The Bible tells us that the forgiveness Jesus bought for us on the cross has caused our sin to be washed away, and it makes us whiter than snow. One line of an old hymn says, "Let him have his way with thee." We need to make sure we let Jesus wash the sin away from our whole being, even the hidden rooms in our hearts. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area activities.
DeSoto plays at Ithaca in boys and girls doubleheader basketball. The boys' game is first this evening. Other boys' games include River Ridge at Boscobel, Hillsboro at Nisida, New Lisbon at Cashton, Waniwak Center is at Bangor. Wisconsin Dells plays at Adams Friendship, Portage at Sauk Prairie, Reedsburg at Baraboo. In girls' basketball, it's Lancaster at Prairie du Chien, Richland Center at Dodgeville, River Valley at Platteville. Schulzberg plays at Benton, Potosi-Cassville at Belmont, River Ridge at Highland, Viroqua at Arcadia. Wisconsin Heights travels to Waterloo, North Crawford at Seneca, Fenimore at Iowa Grant, Southwestern at Cuba City, and Boscobel visits Riverdale. The Chieftains are coached by Lucas Phelps.
Boscobel, obviously, good team. You know, I think very similar to us in terms of they've been in a lot of close games throughout the year. Not quite finishing them out, kind of what we have. So very similar in that regard. You know, obviously a big thing for us is how do you contain Erin Knowles, you know, tremendous player. She's averaging like 24 points a game, but she kind of does everything for them. So, you know, kind of working that practice yesterday and today to try to find ways to try to negate the impact that she will have on the game.
Boscobel and Riverdale area girls basketball is our featured Friday night broadcast here on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with the pregame comments, sponsored by Vitesse New Power Sports, around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
The Minnesota Timberwolves connected on 21 of 41 three-pointers while ruining the home court debut of Bucks coach Doc Rivers last night, 129-105. Chris Middleton and Damian Lillard missed the action with ankle injuries. Since campaign was part of the trade for veteran Patrick Beverley, Milwaukee had to play without a pure point guard. A.G. Green led the scoring column with 27 points, hitting 7 of 8 three-pointers. Jay Crowder scored 21, and the Bucks host the Charlotte Hornets tonight. Tip-off for that game will be at 7. You'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:30. Spring training for Brewers pitchers and catchers start next week in Arizona. They report to camp in Maryville on Wednesday. The first workout is the next day, with position players reporting Monday, February 19th. The first full squad workout will be held on the 20th, and the first Cactus League spring training game for the Milwaukee Brewers will be against the San Diego Padres. And former Brewers outfielder Carlos Gomez has taken a position with the Major League Baseball Players Association. His official title will be Special Assistant to the Associate President, Tony Clark. Gomez played 13 years in the big leagues with the Mets, Brewers, Astros, Rangers, and Rays. He made two All-Star teams. Gomez hit as many as 24 home runs in a season, but he was also known for his exceptional speed and defense. He has been involved with the Players Union since he retired. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Dive into a seafood sensation at Richland Locker in Richland Center Thursday through Saturday. Experience the exquisite flavors of Norwegian salmon, Chilean salmon, and ocean perch. Join them for the first week of Fresh Fish Exploration, featuring limited quantities from Thursday afternoon through Saturday. Perfect for Lent, the delectable offerings promise a culinary adventure you don't want to miss. Your local locker, the Richland Locker, has more.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Hartshe Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Hartshe Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and corn were lower Friday. Cattle finished mixed and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling, monitoring harvest activity in Brazil and development conditions in Argentina. The USDA made minimal changes to Brazil's outlook this month, with the potential for more aggressive adjustments in March. March beans were down a dime at 11.83 and a half. May was 9 3/4 lower at 11.90. March soybean meal is down 30 cents at 3.46.80. March soybean oil is 68 points lower at 47.26. Corn was down, unable to sustain an early bounce, continuing to monitor conditions in South America. Export demand for U.S. corn solid, with the biggest current competition from Ukraine. March was down 4 1/4 at 4.29, and May was 3 1/2 lower at 4.41 and a half. And wheat was mixed. The most active months for Chicago were up, and Kansas City was steady to firm on oversold signals, spread adjustments, and the lower trade in the dollar. Minneapolis was mostly lower, adjusting spreads and watching weather ahead of spring planting. March Chicago is 8 1/4 higher at 5.96 3/4. March Kansas City was up a half at 6.01 1/2. March Minneapolis wheat was a half higher at 6.84 1/4. Live and feeder cattle were mixed on Friday, waiting for direct cash cattle business to get going for the week. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. April live is up 15 cents of the day at 186.72, and June was 25 higher at 183.97. March feeder cattle were up 30 at 247.15, and April feeder cattle was down 15 at 251.77. And hogs closed higher on oversold signals, along with cash and wholesale support during the session. Pork was firm at midday. Major direct markets were modestly higher at the open. April lean was up 80 at 81.15. June was 12 higher at $95. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again. That sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly commodity market update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting weekly commodity market update at brownfieldagnews.com.
It took the entire week for direct cash cattle trade activity to develop, but it paid off for those who waited. Live deals in the South were at $182. That's $4 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. There was also a handful of deals reported on Thursday in Iowa at $176 to $179 live. Boxed beef closed mixed on light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down 97 cents at $294.04. Select closed 96 cents higher at $285.08. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and down nearly 5,000 on the year. Closing cash hog prices have been delayed due to technical issues at the USDA. Pork values closed modestly lower, down 39 cents at $85.97. Loins, picnics, bellies, and hams are all lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 12,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also, a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The CEO of Clean Fuels Alliance America says the 2024 outlook is strong for U.S. biodiesel and renewable diesel exports. Donnell Rehagen tells Brownfield there's been favorable growth the last few months.
That's actually probably good for the domestic industry because of the low RVOs from the EPA. And so rather than flooding the domestic market, some of that fuel is making its way elsewhere.
More news is next.
Deciding on the right crop insurance starts with having the data and expertise to know what's best for your farm. Our experienced team compiles extensive crop data to define plans that are specific for your operation and provide you comprehensive coverage options. Data-driven assurance, customized to your needs. Call your local Compure team at 844-426-6733 or visit Compure.com to create a crop insurance plan that makes sense for your farm. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Every year, 4.5 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 visit the ER.
It's every parent's nightmare.
Umergency gives you all the tools you need to quickly and effectively manage your family's emergency. Umergency provides instant access to vital resources customized to your student's campus and local community, digital consent form, and built-in urgent alert button. Umergency gives you peace of mind when you need it most. Download your Umergency app now.
Gov. A farm management analyst suggests farm program decisions are being clouded by market and weather uncertainty. Kent Teese tells Brownfield growers have until March 15th to decide between ag risk coverage and price loss coverage.
The two main factors, obviously, is where you think prices are going, especially if we just got corn. You know, how pessimistic are you on the price scenario we're in? And then the other factor, what's your thoughts on the drought?
A researcher says there's a lot to learn about the roots of corn plants. Jim Schwartz with Bex tells Brownfield some varieties have deep penetrating roots while others spread out in a wider pattern. And that affects the nutrient uptake of the corn plant.
So if you think about it, many nutrients are absorbed from a very small distance away from the roots. That's through a process called diffusion. Nitrates, borates, sulfates, they come from a further distance through a process called mass flow.
More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Meister Log & Lumber would like to remind all landowners with timber property that trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage your property timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A lot of yield in the little things. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere. Northwest Missouri farmer Jordan Bodiger says he runs two John Deere tractors, a John Deere sprayer, and his planter is a Deere 1790. He tells Brownfield the technology continues to impress him and allows him to find a lot of yield in the little things. More after this.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Jordan Bodiger farms 1,800 acres of corn and soybeans near Union Star in northwest Missouri.
We got two John Deere tractors, an 8245R and an 8235R. We got the sprayer. It's an R4030. And then we have a 1790 planter.
He tells Brownfield John Deere technology helps his farm become more profitable.
You know, I remember my first tractor I ran with auto steer. That's what's the fun thing about our generation is that I'm old enough to know what it's like not to have it, you know, to have markers and to have that old Dickie John monitor that you hope sometimes worked, you know, to now where we can literally see what's going on row by row and keep perfect accuracy of everything, plus the data management side of things. And so, you know, it's been very beneficial, and just there's a lot of yield in the little things, you know, and so being able to track that stuff and being able to look back and see like how things worked and how we did it, was that the right thing to do? You know, was that the right hybrid to plant? Was that the right time to plant? Was that the right stuff to spray? And so just having that information and being able to track it with the John Deere Green Star system and all that stuff, you know, has been just extremely beneficial to me.
And Bodiger says he's excited to see where precision ag technology is headed.
We are very involved in it. The one thing that I work with a company, and so me and my agronomist talk about all the time, is that the more we dive into precision agriculture, we realize just how imprecise it really is. We've gone to where we, instead of farming the farm by the farm, we farm it by the acre. But, you know, my goal going forward is I want to farm that farm by the square foot. You know, I want to be just perfect, because there's just so much. Now that we can see it, it's just like, well, why can't we do this better? You know, so I'm really looking forward to that in the years to come, because obviously just my short lifetime, we've excelled so much. So by the end of my career, I think that's a very attainable goal.
As far as other digital tools available through John Deere, like Operations Center.
By nature, I'm not extremely tech savvy, but the good thing is I know somebody that is. It'll take somebody to kind of steer me this way and to show me that value of it. But obviously I like money. And so if I can see value behind it, that's the way we're going to go.
Visit your local John Deere dealer or go to Deere.com to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere.
Rockwell Automation, a community partner in Richland Center for over 50 years. We are your neighbors, firefighters, and EMS. We are coaches, board members, volunteers, and much, much more. At Rockwell, we make life better by creating product that supports clean water and renewable energy, food production, computer chips, and countless other industries. We are looking for difference makers and are hiring both entry-level and experienced assemblers to join our team on second shift. Rockwell employees annually start with 3 weeks of vacation, 1 week of paid sick and personal time, and 14 paid holidays. That's 6 weeks of paid time off to enjoy hunting, fishing, traveling, or however you like to enjoy your time. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
You've dreamed about it for years, but now it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. Steel panels from All American Do It Center, just what your new storage building needs. There's 7 different panel styles to choose from, including our most popular, the Eagle Pro. Panels are Energy Star rated and covered by a Valspar Weather XL 40-year limited paint warranty. Pick out your color scheme using the colorizer tool at allamericansteel.net. Our team will design and get your building started with materials from All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Find me. You
done cut me out the pictures, and I wonder what it might mean. Is there someone beside me? Lately you've been acting different. I've been going out and doing all the things I know you do. Whatever makes it look like I'm getting over you. But high-key, you try to tell me you don't like me. That's like saying I'm a smoke when I play.
Was Lily Rose with I Don't Smoke on Country and Community, WRCL. Good evening. My name is Tim Thied. Hoping you're having a great Friday night, closer to the weekend. Hope you're enjoying it. The weather is a little cooler today than it was yesterday. The Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge says it's currently 40 degrees at 546, and the winds are out of the southwest at around 2 to 4 miles per hour. And look for mostly cloudy and cooler conditions tonight with a low of 27. And then breaks of sun developing tomorrow. It'll be nice to see the sun with a high of 37. And like I said, I hope your day is going great. Hope you're going to have a great weekend. Hope you have some big plans made. And as we get closer and further into the year now, things are going to be coming up that we'll be able to attend more and keep us busy during the weekend. So either way, get out and enjoy this lovely February weather. Like I say, it's 40 degrees, but still not too bad for the month of February. From the WRCL Lost and Found Department, found in the area of County A and 56, an interior door was found. This sounds like it's, if you are missing an interior door and we're in that area, give a call to 608-475-0026. And going on right now, there's time to still attend and get in some great eating at the, because the Ithaca RCWIHA team is hosting a spaghetti supper, and that is going on from now until 6:45 in the Ithaca High School Commons. Adult meals are $8, student meals are $5, and those 5 and under are $3. Funds raised help offset costs such as stable fees at shows. Coming up next, we have Kenny Chesney with Everyone She Knows.
Everyone she knows is getting married. All the girls who used to get around cut their hair up to their shoulders, spend all the Sunday sober now. Everyone she
she knows is having babies. They got tired of fighting with the clock. And her mama's always asking if she's ever gonna have one. She's boiling all the boys and the men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows is buying houses, even though their husbands don't come home. Don't call their exes up to fix it. If they do, they don't admit it. No, no, no. Everyone she knows is getting healthy. She still smokes a couple when she drinks. But the bars are getting harder. They don't ever card her. And she's bored with all the boys. Men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. She goes out on Saturday night. She comes home late, she don't have to fight it. She thinks, ain't got it all, but I got it all right. And for a minute, she's glad that she ain't lying. Everyone she knows. She's bored with all the boys, men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows.
At Julie Karen's State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones, and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, February 14th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This auction includes multiple farm lines and tons of great equipment, including tractors, planters, grain drills, sprayers, grain trucks and trailers, combines and harvest equipment. This is a big auction with tons of quality farm equipment. The Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, February 14th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Tell those untold stories. Let the healing start. It's been
as ever. I'm glad you're here with me. Take a look into my eyes and tell me what you see. All those untold stories, all those silent lies, we'll never know each other, keeping them deep inside. Let's wash away the troubles keeping us apart. Tell those untold stories, let the healing start.
Dives and bar stools would all go together. I thought bourbon on the rocks, bartender pep talks would make it all better. I thought these late nights would work out, blur out that ring on the dresser. But getting over you drunk is the only thing about us lasting forever. Spirits and demons won't bring no healing. Ain't no miracle at the bottom of the bottle I'm drinking. It's just a buzz on a broken heart, barely beating. Gas on a fire, mixing a whiskey and you leaving. Spirits and demons.
I've done the Fridays, my friend says the right way to drown out the voices. But they get louder in the morning, and wasting that red wine feels pointless. And I thought these late nights would work out and blur out the cologne on your sweater.
Just a buzz on a broken heart, barely beating. Gas on a fire, mixing a whiskey and you leaving. Spirits and demons.
Getting only you drunk is the only thing about us lasting forever and ever and ever.
Spirits and demons won't bring no healing.
Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The White House says President Biden will appoint a task force to protect classified material during transitions. Ian Sam, spokesman for the White House Counsel.
This is a,